From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The immigration bill is back from the dead in Congress. And today at the National Hispanic Prayer Breakfast, President Bush repeated his call for lawmakers to pass it. The debate on Capitol Hill could begin again as early as next week. But as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, there's no guarantee the legislation will make it through, and no guarantee what it will contain.
The president told the prayer breakfast that each day the nation fails to act on immigration, the problem only grows worse. And Mr. Bush used religious terms as he appealed to lawmakers.
We must meet our moral obligation to treat newcomers with decency and show compassion to the vulnerable and exploited, because we're called to answer both the demands of justice and the call for mercy. Most Americans agree on these principles. Excuse me. And now it's time for our elected leaders in Congress to act.
The president's speech this morning came just 3 days after he made a rare appearance on Capitol Hill at a lunch with Senate Republicans and breathed life into a process that had been all but left for dead. After a day of intense negotiations between authors of the Senate bill, Senate leaders from both parties issued a terse statement last night saying the bill would be brought back to the floor. Republicans had been insisting that they be allowed to offer a dozen or so amendments to the immigration measure. Democratic Senator Ken Salazar of Colorado, one of the measure's sponsors, said just what those amendments might be is still uncertain.
I don't think there is an agreement yet. Yeah, I think there's an agreement that there will be 10 amendments, but exactly what those amendments will be and what's included in those amendments, I think, is something that will be talked about over the next week.
One amendment that appears all but certain to be offered is a provision backed by President Bush to add $4.4 billion to the measure to immediately upgrade border security and enforcement. The money is meant to address a main concern of conservatives that securing the border should take precedence over legalizing the status of the 12 million undocumented immigrants now in the U.S. Opponents of the bill, though, say the new spending still does not address their concerns. Bob Dane is press secretary for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
All the money in the world won't change bad policies. It won't change the unwillingness of this administration to enforce the laws, and it will not change the fact that if passed, this is an amnesty bill.
Another controversial amendment pushed by conservatives would require undocumented immigrants to return to their home countries before applying for legal status in the U.S. That's opposed by pro-immigration groups. Democrat Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico says it's hard to know at this point whether the bill has a chance.
They're going to agree to amendments that will be offered by Republicans, amendments that will be offered by Democrats, and we'll see which of those get adopted and whether or not that's enough to get the votes necessary to pass the bill.
It's expected the Senate will spend most of next week on the energy bill and won't return to the immigration measure until late in the week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.